Emma Wade, a class of 2017 alum, says the statement made by the University of Redlands president, Ralph Kunkel, outlining the college's efforts to address racism fell short.
It said Black Lives Matter, and now all we're asking is that they implement the infrastructure necessary to make such a claim.
Wade, now a law school graduate, says a list of ideals that fails to address systemic change is the same response her classmates received in 2015. That was the year she helped organize undergraduate efforts to take on institutional racism at the college. Now, the trauma over George Floyd's death by police is showing the community how little has changed from her experience as a Black student at the university, says Wade, which is why she and a group of 12 other alums delivered a list of demands to be implemented immediately and started an online petition to boycott donations. Among their demands is an annual campus climate survey and the creation of a diversity and inclusion advisory board to the University Board of Trustees. Wade says they haven't heard back from the university. KVCR contacted the university, and a spokesperson responded by email, referring back to the original statement, saying it outlines, quote, a range of actions the university is taking to address the problem of systemic racism. One of their first actions was announced Thursday, a new $50,000 fund now accepting applications for projects promoting inclusive community and justice on campus. They did not address the petition in their response. With 800 petition signatures and support from a wide range of people, including faculty, Wade says they won't stop the economic pressure of the boycott because the issue is simple.
Black students are hurting. Black students need to be represented. Black students need to be protected. That to me is very simple. Black Lives Matter can be summed up in three words, what we're doing.
She says the next steps are to just keep going. Megan Jamerson, Empire, KVCR News.